This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Naija Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
Top of the morning, I've been afternoon, I've been evening, anywhere day. You hear this voice. My name never changed. My name still be Ajita Barabi Paul. I mean, be the longest man in the microphone center. I mean, be Arsenal's number one. And I know, say, you know, say, I mean, still be your favorite local man. Welcome to another edition of my take, my 2 cents on top of Gunners NG. We'll be the unofficial pigeon podcast of every Arsenal fan worldwide and also the best pigeon podcast ever you can get. Arsenal 0, Everton 1. No pretty reading, no pretty listening, no pretty watch. He pay me peanuts and tap on Maro. Now we don't lose 13 games. It's like 33 Premier League matches for this campaign alone. The last time where this one happened, now inside 2017-2018 season, we'll still lose 13 matches for inside all our games. I mean, inside 38 games. We don't lose 9 inside 25 home games. For inside every competition this season. In those times, we win 11, draw 5. This one are the most time we don't get competitive home defeat since 1929-1930. And that no means if he extend, if we go set new record, because for 1930, and 9 games we will lose. Now we don't lose 7 of 17 Premier League home games. I did a bit emotional now because this thing really pain me. Inside this season alone, we don't lose 7 of 17 Premier League home games. Now, 1992-1993, 9 is record. Stand. Now, we don't fail to score for 12 different Premier League matches this season, dating back to 1994-1995. We don't fail. Woeful this season, if we don't go lie to ourselves. You don't feel. But what thing really suck for us now? Because this thing self, we know they understand again. Yesterday, Arteta set the men out very, very well. We dominate Everton. Themselves know say we dominate them. Very well we dominate them. So what thing come to happen for us now? One thing when me I take away from that game yesterday, we say, I think that they take time too much before they're making changes. And that one, they really affect her. When you don't see, say, the boys where you set out to do the job for you, know they do the job well, and you get players on top bench, why you don't bring them in early? Must you wait 70 minutes or 74 minutes or 75 minutes before you go feed, they bring players in? Edin Ketia yesterday, just there isolated up front. The guy tried. Sometimes, say, for some minutes for inside the game, I can't view him like, you know, like I said, the way they drop deep, they go collect ball. He makes some kind of runs, but nobody fit pass the ball to him. He did somehow. Thomas Partey yesterday, only inside first half, inconsistent possession 5 times. I mean, in pass ball, give opponent 5 times. Yes, we acknowledge the fact that Partey don't be that kind of player. I would like to the pass ball go back. But all these errors just the obvious. Arsenal don't become the team where we say opponent no need to play well before they go for score goal. Because they know, say, one way or the other, Arsenal will create goal for them. This thing is painful. The goal with their scores yesterday, our goalkeeper, we don't know if not born out in the sofa or waiting, how a goalkeeper, number one goalkeeper of a football club, will make obvious error like that. Schoolboy error. Well, we just know, say, one thing they show, and that thing we say, any IB, decisions we will make for inside Arsenal next season could determine if Arsenal will rise up from all these shambles with them being. Another thing we see, we will see continue the talk as fans. VAR did very, very unfair to us. Then did very, very unfair to us. We don't know what thing we will do to take at least VAR, but then did very, very unfair to us. That boy yesterday, na good shot for penalty. And the referee blew up. That offside was never offside. Fans and pundit alike don't argue about her since yesterday. But now the same story again. Arsenal don't lose. You don't make Arsenal drop points. before yesterday, statistics show say Arsenal don't drop 13 points because of VAR decisions. This one now will make up 16, if we are not mistaken. And with 16 points, you know where Arsenal go there for on top table. If you add 16 points, the number of points Arsenal gets now, we know where they go there for on top table. But that will not be an excuse. VAR make us lose, no be an excuse, because we get chance to punish everything for that game. But we still misuse that. Whether the coach need to go, or not the owner of the club now need to go. Because if like those people serve, they don't care about the club. They don't care what happened to the club. Them and their money, they just do all about. Well, it don't happen. We'll move on to the next one. We don't say nothing there for us for inside Premier League again to be. Nothing there for us to be inside Premier League again. Now more they look forward to the Europa League match will go take place on Thursday. The first leg between us and Villarreal. Oh, we'll travel go the Villamarine will be the stadium of Villarreal. Oh, we'll go meet Unai Emery, will be our former coach, and the Yellow Submarines of Villarreal. We hope say Arsenal go spring up, those kind of surprises will spring up. We'll say now when you know expect Arsenal to perform, and they perform. We hope say all those ones will feel happen. And hopefully whether we'll pack the Europa League trophy. Carry enter inside Champions League next season. Because it will be like say all hopes don't they die. We'll be big club, yes, we know. But with all these kind of things where they happen now, our pedigree don't drop. Seriously, it don't drop. Let's hope for the best. Let's hope for the best. My name is Nasir Lajida Bayomi Paul, the longest man on the microphone center. Arsenal's number one. And I know say you know say that me is TV your favorite local man. Until next time, we will drop our 2 cents on top of another Arsenal game. My people, make when I enjoy.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you to follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!